Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Seagull India Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Patel from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call of Seagull India Limited. Today we have with us Mr. Ramdeep Sehgal, Chairperson and Managing Director, Mr. Kapil Agarwal, CFO, and Mr. Sarvanand, Full-Time Director. Before I hand over for opening comments, let me mention a cautionary statement that this conference may include forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will have forum open for Q&A session. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Ramdeep Sehgal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Seagull India's quarter one financial year 2027 earnings conference call. I hope all of you are doing well. Joining on today's call is Mr. Kapil Agarwal, our CFO, Mr. A. Sarvanand, our Whole-Time Director, along with our investor relations team. Our financial results, investor presentation, press release have already been shared with the stock exchanges and are also available on our website. I hope all of you have had an opportunity to review them. The first quarter of financial year 2027 has been another encouraging quarter for Seagull. For the last few quarters, we have spoken about our strategy of building a diversified platform. We're continuing to strengthen our leadership in transportation, infrastructure, renewable energy, T&D sector. I'm happy to share that we have made a good progress on those priorities during the quarter while continuing to deliver healthy operational performance. One of the most important development during the quarter was the successful monetization of the first hybrid HAM annuity model, or HAM, asset through a divestment of Malur-Dabhol-Saduwali project. This is important milestone for the company as it validates the capital recycling strategy that we have been working towards over the last few years. Our approach is very clear. We want to execute quality assets, create value through efficient project delivery, monetize mature assets at the right stage, redeploy the capital to new opportunities. We believe this disciplined approach will support future growth while maintaining a strong balance sheet and improving overall capital efficiencies. Since our IPO, we have steadily diversified into the niche sector that address country's evolving energy requirement. While continuing to maintain steady growth in highway sector, we have expanded our presence in renewable energy space across solar plus BESS, as well as transmission and distribution. This diversification reflects our strategy of leveraging our strong execution capabilities to build a presence in high-growth sectors, create sustainability, long-term value. During the quarter, we have signed a PPA for a solar BESS at Marina, emerged as L1 for one of the standalone battery storage projects. These developments further strengthen our confidence in the renewable energy platform that we have been building over the last year. Our execution momentum also remained healthy during the quarter. We have signed a concession agreement of Ambala-Chandigarh-Zirakpur HAM. Subsequent to the quarter end, we received the quantities of VRK-11, VRK-12, Indore-Ujjain greenfield HAM project, enabling commencement of the execution. We also emerged as L1 bidder in a joint venture for a highway project in Arunachal. These developments provide additional execution visibility, further strengthen our project pipeline. Another aspect that gives us confidence in the continued evolution of our order book. Today, our order book is not only robust in size, but also much more diversified than it was a few years ago. In addition to highway and expressways, it now includes metro rail, renewable energy, transmission and distribution, industrial infrastructure, and other specialized infrastructure projects. The diversification allows us to participate in multiple growth opportunities while reducing dependence on a single segment of the infrastructure sector. Looking ahead, we continue to remain optimistic about the opportunities in the renewable transmission and distribution sector, along with the existing infrastructure projects. The government continued focus on energy, transmission, distribution, transportation, urban infrastructure, together with a strong execution capacities, diversified order book, and disciplined approach towards the capital allocation, gives us confidence in our ability to deliver sustainable growth over the long term. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our clients, business partners, lenders, shareholders, most importantly our employees, for the continuous trust and the support. Their commitment has been instrumental in helping us achieving these milestones. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Kapil Agarwal, who will take you through the financial performance of the quarter in the greater detail. Thank you. Over to you, Kapil.
Thank you, Ramanik sir. Good morning, welcome to everyone joining us today. It is a pleasure to discuss our financial performance for first quarter of FY27. The first quarter is generally a seasonal softer quarter for the construction industry due to the onset of the monsoon in several parts of the country. Despite this, we delivered a healthy operational and financial performance, reflecting our disciplined execution capability and continued focus on operational efficiency. On a standalone basis, revenue from operations for Q1 FY26 stood at INR 901 crore as against INR 818 crore in Q1 FY26, registering a 10.2% year-on-year growth. Standalone EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 121 crore as against INR 94 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, with EBITDA margin improving to 13.4% from 11.4% in Q1 FY26. Our standalone profit after tax for Q1 FY27 stood at INR 75 crore compared to INR 56 crore in the corresponding quarter last year, resulting in a PAT margin of 8.4% as against 6.8% in Q1 FY26. Moving to our consolidated financial performance, revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 stood at INR 970 crores as against INR 838 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, registering a 15.7% growth year-on-year. On the operation side, our execution engine continues to remain strong with 39 ongoing projects across multiple infrastructure segments, providing healthy execution visibility over the coming years. As on 30th June 2026, our order book stood at 18,568 crores, providing strong multiple year revenue visibility. Today, our order book spans at 19 EPC projects, 10 HAM projects, 1 DBFOT project, and 9 tariff-based renewal and transmission projects, reflecting our continued diversification beyond roads and highways into sectors such as renewable energy, transmission and distribution, metro rail and industrial infrastructure. With this, I conclude my remarks and would request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, firstly on some big ticket projects. So we saw in Northern Ayodhya bypass, the execution fell significantly in Q1 to around 42 odd crores. Any particular reason for that?
Can you repeat your question, please?
In Northern Ayodhya bypass, the execution has fallen in Q1 to almost 42 odd crores. So any particular reason, any issues we are facing or there's something else, monsoon or something?
No. I mean, it is going proper. There's nothing. Now from last 1.5 months, there's been rain. Otherwise, progress is steady. We've been achieving all our milestones before time. It's just sometimes you don't achieve the milestone. Payment can only be made only once the milestone is achieved.
Okay. Sir, what kind of execution are you expecting from VRK 11 and 12 in FY27?
So, we should at least do 20 to 25% of both the projects.
Okay, and same for Southern Ludhiana and Southern Ayodhya?
Southern Ayodhya, yes, it is there. Ludhiana, the land is only 62% available with us. So that is a challenge. Otherwise, it is doable.
So for Ludhiana, we can do 25-30% in this year?
No, Ludhiana, you should take at least 15% this year.
Okay, 15% due to land issue.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, any update on the Rewa solar project? When do we expect to start? When will PPA be signed?
So PPA signed, they have to provide us a transmission. So there were three things required for this project. One is PPA, one is land, and one is transmission. So they have provided the PPA, land is there. Third is the transmission line. I think they have already taken out the tenders for transmission line. And we are expecting that to happen soon. Once that is there, we are ready to start. It's an easy project. Why? Because you have to build everything in one location. Number two, for PM Kusum, we've already started projects in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, and those projects are progressing very well.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on equity requirement, what investments are we assuming in for HAM and solar for FY27 and FY28?
So, I'll give a little brief. So, at the time of IPO, the equity we have put was 253 crores. As on today's date, it's 692, where we have put 439 crores more. And this year, our balance equity commitment is 859 crores. And FY28 is 744 crores.
So we will be putting 859 crores in FY27.
Yes.
Of this HAM and HAM and solar breaker.
Yeah, total. We have a HAM and solar breaker.
310 is solar.
310 is solar, and 296 is 550 is highway HAM.
And for FY28.
28 is 300 crore for solar tentatively, 296.
Okay, and remainder for
444 for HAM, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Pleasure.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Krish Bhatia with Anand Rathi Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I'm Anand Rathi, look at the numbers. The first question is on the...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Krish. You're not audible. Could you please use your phone on the handset mode in case it is on hands-free?
Better now?
A little bit.
Is it better now?
Yes.
There is a lot of disturbance.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, please go.
The document that was asked, the identification of 113 highway projects for to be awarded in FY27. So how much do you expect to be awarded within this year? What would be the process?
Sorry, your voice is not clear. Drowning.
The line for the participant has dropped. We move to the next participant, that is Mahesh Patil with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my first question is on the margins. So we have posted good margins of more than around 13.5% this quarter against our guidance of around 11-12.5% for the full year. So what led to this improvement, and can we see similar margins in the upcoming quarters, or was there any one-off this quarter?
So basically we have started three new projects in this quarter. So two are Maharashtra solar projects, MH1 and MH2, and road projects, HAM projects in Indore Ujjain. So basically another three projects are about to start, for which we already got an appointed date in the first quarter of the July. Basically, it improves the numbers as well going forward in future.
Okay, but we still maintain our guidance at 11-12.5%, right?
Hello, can you repeat it once again?
I'm asking, are we still maintaining our guidance at 11-12.5%?
Yeah, we are going to maintain this.
Okay. And sir, about order inflow, I think we guided for around 55 billion of order inflow for this year. We have done around 6, right, in Q1?
We have guided our investors for 6,000 crore. We've already got close to 600 crore, and rest is achievable during the year.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Parth Thakkar with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to ask, when can we expect the AVs for the two new AMP projects?
So, you know, our FC date due for Bihar is, I think, next month, and the Punjab project is close to November. So once, I mean, we have already tied up with the banks, and once the FC is done, maximum two or three months after that, we should start the work.
So by, so we can expect the AD for both by 4Q?
So yes, fourth quarter we should expect. I mean, Bihar, we can expect by third quarter. Otherwise, in fourth quarter, definitely we'll get the ADs of both the projects.
Sir, what is the amount of CapEx we have done in this quarter, and how much can we expect for the full year?
Close to 14 crore we have done the CapEx in this quarter. That was primarily a launcher, which have been purchased in Danapur. So from the IPO proceeds, we have already procured more than 100 crore worth of machinery. So as and when any specialized machinery is required, then only we will go for buying. Otherwise, we do have ample machine for execution of these projects.
What would be the full year CapEx guidance?
Close to 30-35 crores.
Great. What are we still maintaining our revenue growth guidance of 15%?
So, earlier we used to say it should be between 10%-15%. This year it should be minimum 15%.
Okay. And what would be our equity invested in HAM and solar in this quarter?
This quarter, particularly, the quarter which has gone or the new quarter, which is right now?
No. In 1Q and year to date.
23 crore.
23 crore we have invested in the first quarter.
So this is cumulative, both HAM and solar?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Chaitrika Deshpande, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Good morning.
So my first question, over the next three years, what will be the biggest driver of shareholder value? Like, will it be revenue growth, margin expansion, asset monetization, or higher ROC? Sorry.
So, good question. We have almost 11 verticals in the company. We always target to bid at 25% IRR at the project level. And if you see, we have already sold one asset, which is Malhotra Sadhuwali, which has given much more the IRR what we committed or we guided our investors. So our order book is robust for next 4 years. You can see that. We have good capacity to bid more projects. And, you know, our projects which are going to get completed, we are very clear that we are going to sell those projects. We have already done that in past. We already sold Malhotra Sadhuwali, which happened in the first quarter. And, I mean, if we maintain our EBITDA margins at the EPC level and we make money on our equity, you yourself can see we have already delivered it before. Our return on equity would be great as compared to the peers in the market.
Okay. And sir, our Q1 order inflow was relatively modest. Is this mainly a timing issue, or do you expect a strong acceleration in Q3 or Q2 or Q3?
So normally, the order inflow comes in Q3 and Q4. If you see last year in Q4, we got almost 45% of the order book.
Okay. And sir, should we expect working capital intensity to improve in FY27, or will higher execution keep it elevated?
Yeah, definitely there will be an improvement in FY27, looking at the relaxation given by the government, and it will improve further in FY28 as well.
And one and last question, sir. How do you see margins and returns in renewable compared to our traditional and road EPC business?
So we have guided our investors the same kind of margin, but of course we are trying to achieve better.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, you mentioned that we will be investing roughly 550 crores in as equity in HAM projects. But if you look at the status of the HAM projects, so we may be doing two are awaiting AD, and another two will be starting now, VRK 11 and 12. And also for Southern Ayodhya, we are expecting some slowdown in execution this year because of land challenge. And how much equity are we investing in this? So we will be investing 70-80% for the VRK projects in this year itself.
50%?
Can you hear us?
Yes. Yeah. If you look at the sanction,
yes,
the sanction requires us to infuse 50% upfront equity in VRK 11 and 12. So this is what we have considered in the total commitments. So if you look at, there are other projects also which are going on, like Northern Ayodhya, Southern Ayodhya, Ludhiana Bhatinda, in which we are yet to infuse the equity. So as and when the progress will achieve, we will accordingly infuse the equity in those projects as well. So in totality, we will be infusing 550 crores, which is across all 11 HAM projects.
Incrementally, right?
Yeah, incremental.
So because I was factoring roughly 70% for both VRK projects, then Northern Ayodhya, Southern Ayodhya, entire equity, and also 70% in Southern Ludhiana and 15% in Indore Ujjain. Then also I was getting roughly 430-440 crores incremental. So I was confused.
Ludhiana, Bhatinda, we are targeting close to 53 crores. And then Ludhiana, Ayodhya bypass, we are targeting 61 crore and 53 crore in another project. VRK 11 and 12, we are targeting 97 and 139 crores. Southern Ludhiana bypass, we are targeting close to 38 crore. Indore Ujjain, we are targeting 60 crores. 50 crore, we are targeting in Bihar, Shaibin project. Zirakpur, we are targeting another 16 crores. So in totality, this comes to 550.
Okay. So secondly, on the depreciation, we saw a sharp fall from around 13 crores last quarter in Q1 to 9.5 crores. So incrementally, what would be the run rate and what was the reason for this fall in depreciation amount in 1Q?
If you look at the block, it's constant. It's basically charged at the same rate. So reduction was due to some of the assets which has been sold in the previous financial year. And there is a WDV which we are charging on the assets.
So this will be the recurring rate going forward?
Yeah, if we are going to buy a few assets more during the year, definitely this will increase. Otherwise, if you look at the same level, it will keep on reducing every year.
Okay. And sir, last year on other income, we saw a sharp fall from 15 crores last year to 9.5 crores in this year, first quarter. So even this should be recurring, or we may see some increase in other income?
Other income, if you look at, is primarily on account of royalty, which we were getting in the earlier years. Right now, we are not charging royalty. And plus FDR, if you look at, in the previous financial year, we were having proceeds from IPO, on which we were getting returns in form of an interest on FDs. So we don't have that surplus now. We have 100% utilized the IPO proceeds in the last quarter of the FY26. So whatever FDs we have close to almost 320 crore FDs lying in the books of accounts. So as per the rate of interest, we are getting the interest in the books of accounts.
So this will be a recurring number, right?
This will be on the same line, what we have shown in the first quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Yash Parker, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Yash.
Yeah, hi. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my question was regarding the commercial papers. So recently we have approved the issuance of commercial papers of around 100 crores on a private placement basis. So, sir, as a shareholder, I would like to understand what is this commercial paper intended to fund, and how does raising short-term commercial paper fit with the long tenure nature of our HAM and EPC project cash flows?
So commercial paper we are going to carve out from our working capital limits. So the reason being we are getting a better ROI on commercial papers. It will be close to 6.8 to 7% as against WGDL where we are getting a rate of 7.5% to 7.8%. So this will reduce our finance cost, and moreover we will be entering into the market by issuance of commercial paper, which will give more benefits to the company and visibility to the company.
Okay. And sir, could you elaborate on the near-term pipeline, what it looks like in the two international markets, and whether we should expect meaningful revenue contribution from the Seagull Global PT Limited or the UAE entity within FY27 and FY28?
So, you know, we are very conservative going global. We have quoted few tenders. One was in Romania and few were in Dubai. You know, because of this war situation, we are a little more conservative now. And our order book is robust in India. So we are, we want to take baby steps there. We are bidding for a few more projects, which I can't tell you on this line. Once we bid, we can share that. Otherwise, our order book is robust in India. We want to grow internationally, but again, very conservatively. Thank you.
Okay. So last question from my end. Consolidated ROE has fallen sharply to 14% in FY26. Even though ROC has been comparatively more stable, somewhere around 19-20% over the same period, is this decline in ROE purely a function of the equity base expanding post-IPO and post-QIP type capital raises, or is there a genuine decline in return on the incremental capital deployed that we should be concerned about?
This was primarily on account of rise in equity share capital only. So if you look at, we were close to 2,098 crore equity share capital at the end of FY26. So my base has increased, which has reduced my ROE.
Okay, that's it from my end. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ramnik Sehgal for the closing remarks.
Thank you very much, everyone. I would once again like to thank all the participants for joining us today and making this an engaging and insightful discussion. We appreciate your continued interest and confidence in Seagull India Limited. As we move forward, we remain committed to disciplined execution, prudent capital allocation, creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. We hope we have been able to address all your queries. In case you have any further questions, please feel free to connect with our investor relations teams at Adfactors. Thank you once again. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Seagull India Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.